Waters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceamanywaters.org.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have witnessed this last few days exactly how the media can frighten people into believing things that just aren't true. Certainly, terrible tragedy has fallen on the people of Japan, and apparently there's been some trouble in some of the nuclear power plants. But, ladies and gentlemen, when they build nuclear power plants today, they're very, very careful. They have containment vessels there. And those big domes that you see at the nuclear power plants, you can run a 747 into them or crash a locomotive train going full speed into them. They're not going to crack. And a containment vessel is built to contain a nuclear power or nuclear material so that it's not going to get out into the general community. Well, they have come up, and everybody who's been following what's going on the Internet have seen the plumes of radioactive material moving towards America. Panic. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, people are panicking. They're reading on the Internet. They see the about the plume of radioactive material moving towards the West Coast. And we got, ordinarily we keep telling people, prepare, difficult times are coming. And one of the things everybody should have is potassium iodate on hand. So if there were to be a nuclear dirty bomb or something dropped, you'd be prepared. You could load your thyroid with iodine so you wouldn't get radioactive iodine into your thyroid and get the thyroid cancer. This weekend, we got over 50 requests from panicky people for potassium iodate. We don't have 50 bottles of potassium iodate. We're going to try to get them in, but there could be suddenly a shortage, and it's all a facade. Basically, the amount of nuclear material around those surrounding the plants is about 5 to 10 rem. You get 100 rem if you have a CT scan. If you were to fly from the East Coast to the West Coast, you'd get 50 to rem of radiation. There's no significant risk of a major contamination by nuclear material. But they're playing games with your mind. Listen to CNN. Listen to ABC. Oh, there's a possibility of a meltdown. Yeah, there's a possibility we'll get hit by a comet tomorrow, too, and the world will be wiped out, but it's pretty unlikely. They're playing games with your mind. There are very real threats in the world. There's a very real threat of a terrorist attack. We know the government's planning on one because they're buying up all the dehydrated food and freeze-dried food, and we keep warning about this. But what you're seeing today is a media event to see just how gullible the people are, and even my listeners are gullible. Do not get taken in by this. There are very real threats, and this is not one of them. And with that as a background, I want to talk about one of the greatest threats facing our country today, and that is of the subversive group that controls our government that is trying to destroy the guarantees of freedom that we have from our Constitution. What separates America from the rest of the world? Our Constitution, which by law limits the power of government, and the subversive element in Washington, D.C., is trying to circumvent the Constitution because they hate freedom, they want a dictatorship, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to force all the other nations into that. That is not the function of our government, is to bring about a world government, and yet that's what our leaders, our subversive leaders, are doing because they want to basically, first of all, subject the rest of the world, and then, of course, they're going to completely withdraw any protection we have from the tyranny of our leaders, who are controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. David Whitney's with us this morning. David, please go right ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be with you, and, of course, always a pleasure to be speaking to your audience, people who are interested in knowing what it was our founders actually meant by the words they crafted in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence and Rights, and that's quite a contrast with what we have of those in power that like to twist those words to mean things they were never intended to mean, and to the result is that our liberties, as you're saying, are being stripped away. They're being twisted into things that you know, can't even imagine, the government forcing you to buy some form of health care that they approve of, and all these kind of outrageous violations of our God-given rights are exactly what our Constitution was designed to protect us from. And so in the months in the past, we've gone through the Constitution itself and the Bill of Rights, and when we understand what our founders designed, the question always comes back, how in the world did we get so far away, in fact, you could say 180 degrees opposite of what our founders designed, that instead of preserving our freedoms, we have Washington, D.C. destroying our freedoms and enslaving us. The funny thing about our history is people are all, now that we're at the 150th anniversary of the war between the states or the war to prevent southern independence, whatever you might call it, and a lot of people just are saying what a wonderful thing was accomplished by that war. All the slaves were freed, which actually didn't happen until the 13th Amendment. But the ironic thing is what the government turned around and did as it expanded its power and destroyed the Constitution is eventually it's turning all of us into slaves, tax slaves, of the master in Washington, D.C., where the average American today spends, eight, maybe more months than that, paying taxes. So they're working for a master who, instead of preserving anything, is stealing from them in an enormous, enormous sense. And so when we look at what happened from the time of our founders until our day to destroy the kind of liberty, we recognize that there were philosophical roots. I believe last time we looked at a number of the philosophers like Hegel and Comte that contributed to this, and I believe we ended by speaking just briefly about Charles Darwin. Now, you might think Charles Darwin wouldn't have had any direct impact on a philosophy of government because his theory of evolution, and it is a theory, that is, it has no absolute proof that it's true in spite of the kind of propaganda the science machine puts out. The theory of evolution deals only with biology, saying that survival of the fittest takes place as the competition among species and overpopulation and all that sort of thing takes place. Say, well, that's just a theory of biology. It has nothing to do with law or government.
Hold that thought, David. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution.
Tri-Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners, in every person there is a living heritage with experiences and memories to share. Show you care by visiting an elderly neighbor, friend, or family member. Share an afternoon and learn about life from one or more of the most experienced people in the world. This reminder from Tri-Property Management in Greeley. Give them a call at 352-1025. They're reminding us, regardless of one's age, life should include laughter and joy and be lived with dignity and with self-respect.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Dan here at the American Expert, and our guest is Morning Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. David, you can go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And so while Charles Darwin only proposed a theory of biological evolution, the fellow that's often called Darwin's bulldog, Herbert Spencer, took the theory of evolution and he applied it to every academic discipline. He kind of believed that the theory of evolution was not just true for biology, but it was true for every realm of human endeavor. So it was true in language, that language evolved. It was true for scientific endeavors. They were all involved in an evolution. It was true in mathematics. It was true for him in every area of life. And so he began to propound this idea that we are involved in evolving every area of academic discipline, including the area of law. And so the theory was developed in the latter part of the 19th century that would claim that law evolves. Now, this is an idea directly contrary to what our founders said. They said, no, law is fixed. It's given by the one lawgiver. Scripture in James chapter 4, verse 12 says there's one lawgiver and one judge who is able to save and destroy. That's James 4:12, and that lawgiver is the Lord Jesus Christ. And our founders believe that. They said, you can't make up a law. Human beings can't invent or change law. The law is given to us by our Creator, which is why when they crafted the foundation document, that is the Declaration of Independence, they've obviously stated in the Declaration of Independence that our form of government is founded upon the laws of nature and of nature's God. That is, the laws of the Creator, which do not evolve, they do not change, they are fixed. So as our founders obviously knew that the law of gravity is fixed, and the law of chemistry, and the law of physics, and the law of mathematics, and all the physical laws of the universe are fixed, so they understood also that the moral laws of the universe are just as fixed. You can't change the moral laws of the universe any more than you could say that 2 plus 2 equals 5. And so, for example, here in Maryland, the crazy legislature was this year proposing to change God's law regarding marriage. Marriage is between one man and one woman, as God's law clearly says. And yet they proposed a bill, and it went to the Senate, and then it failed. We had a great victory. I've testified and did a lot of work on this. It failed in the House this past Friday to pass the law that would change the definition of marriage. Now, those legislators in our state capitol, as well as obviously the president, who said he's not going to protect DOMA anymore, and the federal judiciary, he's not going to defend marriages between one man and a woman anymore. These people, they don't understand what our founders understood, that law does not change. Law is fixed. It does not evolve. But most of the people who graduate from law schools, they are taught, they have it drummed into their heads, that law evolves, that somehow law changes over time. and you would ask, I've asked a number of lawyers, and I know some lawyers who are good, that is, they hold our founder's view of law and government, but the average lawyer does not, because they've been taught the contrary in law school. Been taught that law evolves and changes. You know, ask any judge or any average lawyer, does law evolve or does law change? And they say, oh, of course it does. And you would ask, well, wait a minute, how can you have law if law evolves and changes? So today it might be wrong to murder a certain class of people, and if the law evolves and changes, then tomorrow it might not be wrong anymore to murder those people. Perfect example is 1973. Where the Supreme Court said to murder a child in its mother's womb is now law. You can do this. It's legally permissible to do this. How did they justify it? Well, they justified it by this theory of evolving law. And so Darwin's theory, which, by the way, has never been proven, there is an enormous number of, quote, missing links that they have not proven ever anywhere in evolutionary research. They've never proven that one species evolves into another species. Oh, yes, there's changes and variations within each species, just as the Bible says that God created all the creatures on the earth to reproduce after its own kind. That's after its own species, and that's exactly what takes place. So there's, you know, there's all kinds of varieties of dogs, but they're all dogs. All kinds of variety of horses, but they're all horses. So evolution has never been proven in evolving one species into another species. So the whole theory itself is unproven. And even worse is to apply this theory to all other realms of academic discipline, as Herbert Spencer did, especially to take it and apply it to the discipline of law. And Dr. Stan, as you talk about in many of your other programs, there's an agenda going on here. I mean, some of these people may be deceived and been swept into this idea that you can evolve and change law. But really what's going on is they recognize that the founders had constructed a solid brick rock house that could not be changed. The amendment process is very difficult. It's only happened 27 times in over 200 years history of our Constitution. And if they were going to change America, if they were going to force America into the new world order, they could not do it by following the exact meaning of the words of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our Declaration of Independence. They had to propose a theory by which those words could be evolved to mean something other than what they meant to our founding fathers. And that's exactly what they accomplished. And that's exactly why we live in a country today which has far less freedom than we have ever seen in the history, 250-year history of our country. And that's tragic. But it's not an impossible situation for what it takes to turn us back, to revive those freedoms that our founders designed in our founding documents. The only thing it takes is for citizens to understand what the founders meant by the words they wrote, and that they understand that's the only just system of government, that we have a contract with our government. That contract is our Constitution, our Declaration, the Bill of Rights. And that contract is a fixed standard, just in every other area of law. If you write a will and your last testament says this amount of property is going to go to my wife and this amount is going to go to my first child and second, all that kind of stuff. If you write the will, that will is interpreted by the judges according to your intent. You, the testator, when you wrote that down, they are trying to understand what did you intend by those words that you wrote in your last will and testament, because we, if we're going to follow a legal pattern that is just, we must fulfill your wishes and your designs in what you wrote. And you say that's true of every legal document. You know, take a contract between two parties. You hire somebody to build a house for you, and you sign this contract, very detailed, a lot of legalese in that contract, but if you go to the words of the contract, they express the intent of both parties that form that contract. And so it is with our founding documents. They are to be interpreted according to the meaning that our founders themselves gave them, and they gave them not just in those founding documents. They wrote plenty of other things about them, whether their own correspondence or speeches or Washington's farewell address, very, very important document, or the Federalist Papers. There's numerous ways that we can gain additional understanding of what our founders meant by those words they crafted.
in our founding documents. And so we, the people, formed a government through the contract of our Constitution, Declaration, and Bill of Rights. And we, the people, if we understand the terms of that contract, we can hold the other party, that is our federal government, and, of course, on the state level, our state government, because they have also taken an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution. And we can hold them accountable to the original standard. And that's the way that we could restore justice in our land. We've got to reject this idea of a living Constitution, because the living Constitution theory is based on this evolutionary idea that law evolves. But law does not evolve. Not in the physical realm, law does not evolve, and law does not evolve in the spiritual realm or the moral realm, and we know that because the lawgiver, there's one lawgiver, the Lord Jesus Christ, and Scripture tells us in Hebrews that he does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And because he doesn't change, and he's the one lawgiver, therefore law cannot change that's lawful. For example, this may seem like a crazy idea of unlawful law, but if the legislature, when I testified before the legislature here in Maryland, I told both the House and the Senate that if they passed this law that redefined marriage and said two men can marry and two women can marry and what have you, and all this idiocy, that they had proclaimed themselves illegitimate. They had declared that the government that they were leading was an illegitimate government. Why? Because they could not even recognize the foundation of law. What kind of government is it that doesn't know what law is or where law comes from or the fact that law is fixed? That means that government itself has lost its sanity. It's gone crazy. It is out of touch with reality. Like a banker saying, I no longer know and no longer can recognize that 2 plus 2 equals 4. I think 2 plus 2 equals, well, whatever you want it to. Well, all of a sudden, every sheet of paper the bank puts out will be fraudulent because no longer will their addition work, and you can no longer trust your money to that bank. And so it is with a government that is so benighted that it does not recognize that law is fixed and unchanging. That government is illegitimate. You dare not trust it with any of your God-given rights. And indeed, that's what we have happening all over our country, as governments have largely been populated by attorneys. The attorneys have largely been trained in law schools, because just about all but maybe one or two law schools in America today teach this unlaw, that is, this theory of law that's not right, a theory of law that says law can evolve and change. Well, they've all learned this, so all the judges have believed this, and most of the attorneys believe this as well. And so our state houses and our capital in Washington, D.C. is populated with people who have the wrong view of law. And the result is, they are destroying our freedoms rapidly, rapidly destroying those freedoms as they implement this theory of unlaw and force it upon the rest of us.
And I would point out that our founders, in their wisdom, said, look, if the people want to change our form of government, they can amend the Constitution. But it cannot simply be done on the whim of men. It must be amended. It's a difficult process, but it can be done. The elite who make up the ruling class of this country don't believe in the Constitution. They want all power. They want to be able to provide for the people so they can control the people, so they can bankrupt the nation, so they can bring the people into poverty and establish a feudal system. So they've totally circumvented the Constitution. They are subversive. Their goal is simply to lower the living standards here in America, to destroy the value of our currency, to enslave our people. They are subversives. They must be exposed. But we can amend the Constitution. That's how you change it. You don't do it by appointing judges who hate America, who hate freedom, and are willing to go along with the ruling elite. Go right ahead, David.
And so the encouraging thing is that we can still recover our freedoms. In other words, the Constitution is still the law of the land. And if we, as we are seeing a very encouraging base of citizens growing and developing and multiplying across the country who understand these principles, understand where law comes from, understand that law does not evolve, and our Constitution, it's the wrong image to speak of our Constitution as a living, breathing Constitution. I tell people when they say, yeah, well, we have a living, breathing constitution. I say, well, how would you like to have a living, breathing mortgage contract with your bank? You know, this month your interest rate is 5%, but it's a living, breathing constitution. And next month they decide, well, it's 10%. The month after that, oh, it's 20%. You'd be outraged. You'd say, I'm going to take you to court. And you would have grounds to take them to court because they have violated the contract. But what if they say in court, wow, this is a living, breathing, mortgage contract we have there. The court would fine them. The court would penalize them. The court would never permit them to do that. Well, wait a minute. Aren't our God-given rights and our God-given liberties more important than a mortgage contract? Oh, by far, they're far more important because your life, your liberty, your property are dependent upon those. And so the idea of a living, breathing constitution is one which strips you of all your liberties and freedoms and ultimately makes you a slave. And, of course, as you said, Dr. Stan, their goal is to make us all slaves of the New World Order. But we, the people, have the power to stop that and stop it dead in the tracks. First, by understanding the Constitution ourselves and the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, from the perspective and with the understanding of our founders.
Second, all that thought, many, many people. All the thoughts, we'll be right back.
Big City Burrito in Windsor urges listeners, please support the hospitals in your area. Roll up your sleeve and donate blood. Keep in mind, the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days. There must be a steady flow of donations to meet the continuing needs of accident victims, surgery patients, and members of our armed forces. Give the gift of life. Give blood. This message from Big City Burrito, 1550 Main Street in Windsor. Call 674-5144. They're on the air because they care.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution. Now, this group has put together an educational program, and we've been working with them for 9 years now, trying to get people to take the time to put out classes that will teach others about the Constitution. Suddenly it's happening all across America. People are beginning to understand we're losing our freedom. People are beginning to understand there really are people who are distorting the meaning of our Constitution because they want all power in Washington, D.C. That's what the Tea Party is about. Now, people may not understand the Brotherhood of Darkness, the spiritual aspect of what's going on, but they know something's wrong, and you go to court today, and the judge talks about the Constitution. He never talked about the Constitution before. People are talking about it. What's even more exciting is all across the country, people are calling the Institute, and they're getting a starter kit. They're beginning to teach the Constitution, and people are beginning to learn about our heritage. A heritage which is still the foundation of this nation, but is not taught in our schools because the Brotherhood of Darkness controls the educational process. It's certainly not mentioned on the History Channel or the Discovery Channel or the major media, because the last thing the people who control our media want is for the American people to understand America is not a democracy. It is a republic. And there's all the difference between a republic and a democracy is there are from day to darkness. And the democracy represents darkness. As Plato said, democracies always degenerate into despotism. That is, of course, why they want to give you the idea we're a democracy. You just vote for the candidate who promises to give you the most money, and everybody does, and they look after their interests. And pretty soon, the majority of the money that the federal government is putting out is going for various social programs, and everybody wants to keep what they're entitled to. Ladies and gentlemen, free people are not entitled to anything. The American empire is over. People are going to lose their Social Security. They're going to lose their pensions. They're going to lose their medical benefits because there's no money to provide for them. And, of course, you're going to end up certainly far with less money, with less certainly prosperity when this is all over. But are you going to end up free, or are you going to live in a feudalistic society? That's the only question. I would rather be poor and free than a slave and poor. A poor slave is far worse off than a poor free man, because in a free society, if we get back to the Constitution, we can once again prosper. Once they establish their tyranny, you will never see freedom again. But what's so exciting is people are beginning to learn about the Constitution, and if you're not learning about the Constitution, you're part of the problem. David, I want you to tell our listeners how they get in touch with the Institute, how they can begin to learn about the Constitution, how they can begin to learn how to take America back. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, so as you said, we've put together a what we call a host kit, because technically you wouldn't be teaching this to a group of people. You'd be hosting a class where constitutional law professor John Eismo gives 12 lectures, historian David Barton gives 2 lectures, and all of the materials you need to conduct the class, including a student manual that gives a thorough outline of each of the lectures with test questions and supplemental reading materials, and a host manual that gives you all the answers to those test questions and instructions on how to conduct each of the 12 sessions, and there's a couple posters that illustrate the shift from a biblical understanding of law and government to the pagan or the humanist understanding that is what is in vogue today. All of that together. Call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution to order your host kit, and that toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. We also encourage people to check us out on the website. Go to our website at Institute on the Constitution. It's iotconline.com. That website again for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. Check out my blog on the website, as well as go to our store. There's a whole host of materials that can help you understand the Constitution, as well as you can place an order for our host kit there. on the website and get a copy of that and begin to conduct your class. And we have classes all over America, Dr. Stan, and we know one of the biggest fears a person has when they're hosting a class is somebody's going to raise their hand and ask a question that they don't have an answer to. I have a gal who just as a homeschool mom started conducting classes, and in her second class that she was conducting, she had two attorneys and a professor, a history professor, and she was scared to death. Oh, no, these people know far more than I do. What am I going to do? And I said, please, don't panic. Actually, they know less than you do. Having conducted our class once, you know more about our founders' view of law and government than they do. Don't fear. And if you have questions that you can't answer, tell them that's an excellent question. Let me get an answer back to you next week. Give us a call here at Institute on the Constitution or email us, and we will do our best within a week to get that answer back to you so the time your class reconvenes, you can say, that was an excellent question asked last week. Here's the answer. I want to share that with you. And that takes the fear out of hosting a class when you think that when you think that you are not going to be able to answer the question. So we encourage everyone who's in the audience, you can help restore liberty. You can take specific, concrete action, and this is the most important thing you can do. It's not the end of the story, but it's the beginning. We need a base of citizens in all 50 states of our union who are committed to a understanding of our founding documents according to our founders' interpretation, not according to the courts today or according to the people in power today, but according to our founders, because you as citizens are going to vote for people who are either constitutionists or not constitutionists, who either believe the Constitution is a fixed, unchanging standard, or they believe in the living Constitution approach. You're going to make those decisions at the ballot box. You're going to make decisions when you serve on a jury as to what is real law, what is valid law. All these things you are able to do. And furthermore, we have people who have taken our course that have run for office and are now successfully in office. We have one in Congress who I personally conducted a class that he attended. He's now a congressman. And actually, when I was testifying down in Annapolis this past couple of weeks, it's very encouraging to see the number of people in our state house, in spite of as liberal and leftist as much of Maryland is, the number of people in our state house that are graduates from our course has increased tenfold. It was great to be testifying on one committee in particular to look around that committee and realize that four of the members of that committee of 20, four of those members were graduates of our Institute on the Constitution course who understood this view of law and government of our founders. That was a great encouragement. So you can make a difference. I mean, I'm not a law professor. I'm not a history professor in that sense. But as a pastor, I've studied these materials, and I'm teaching other people, and we are making a difference. And it is very, very encouraging. Well, back to
people have to be involved, and people have to, first of all, certainly begin a local Tea Party. Don't affiliate with anybody else. Start teaching the Constitution. Get people to run for political office. We're going to take America back. It's going to have to begin with you. You care about freedom? We'll be right back.
Arm & Home Lumber Company asks listeners, so you think driving drunk is no big deal? Imagine what it can do for your social life, including bus rides, counseling, community service, court dates, and the special new friends you'll make during your stay in jail, if you live. So please drive responsibly. If you drink, don't drive. This message is from Bob, Joe, and Linda at Farm & Home Lumber Company in Hudson. Call 970-536-4715. They're always working for a safer tomorrow.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th. No exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. David, did you get the telephone number out?
Yes, let me get that out again. Our toll-free number here at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. And you can also check us out on the web. Our website is iotconline.com. That website again for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com.
Okay,
and going back,
going back to the roots
of this philosophy of law that I can only really call unlaw because it's the opposite of law. It really began at the Harvard Law School, which was a school founded to actually promote and advance this philosophy of law. So when you hear of Harvard Law School and you think, oh yeah, that's the kind of top-notch law school. No, no, no. It's the unlaw school. And the first dean of that law school, Christopher Columbus Langdell, he pioneered this theory called legal positivism, replacing the natural law theory, which was rooted in the creator, the laws of nature, nature's God. His new theory was this, quote, there are no divine absolutes in law. Wait a minute, no divine absolutes in law? That means there's no right and wrong. It's fixed. You know, thou shalt not steal? No, there's no divine absolutes in law. So God didn't say thou shalt not steal. God didn't say thou shalt not murder and so on. No absolutes, divine absolutes in law. Or if there are any such things, they're completely irrelevant to the modern legal system. Boy, isn't that comforting. You know, God's law, throw it out the window, so thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal, throw them out the window. That doesn't sound like a good or safe theory of law. The second principle is that law is simply man-made. What this ultimately means is that whatever the state says is law, that is law. My friends, that's a definition of tyranny. So when the state says, you turn 65 and we're going to kill you, the state makes the law. You can't object because that's what law is. What law is whatever man says it is, and whoever's in charge of the state gets to make those laws. Thirdly, the principle Langdell espoused is that law evolves as man evolves. Well, first of all, we know that evolution's not been proven, therefore who knows that man's evolving? And then the fourth principle goes along this same line. It is the judges, those attorneys who are wearing black robes, the judges are the ones that guide the evolution of law by writing their opinions. When they write their opinions, those opinions become law, which, by the way, is the opposite of what our founders said. The legislature writes law, not the judiciary. Well, this theory says, no, 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 it's the opinion of judges that evolves the law. And therefore, Langdell concluded, to study scientifically the field of law, the scientific way of doing it, according to him, was to go to the original sources, not God's law, which is what our founders would have said. You want the original source, go to the Bible. You want the expositors of God's law, go to William Blackstone and so forth. Langdell said, no, the original sources are the writings, the scribblings of attorneys wearing black robes. Study the decisions of judges. And this introduced what's known as the case law method of legal study. Study the cases and what this judge said and what that judge said, and that's what law is, because the judges are the ones evolving the law. And this really means that the judges are not bound by the intent of the framers of our form of government at all. Rather, as one One scholar has said, rather, the judges are free to give new meaning to the Constitution, and some scholars have even called the Supreme Court a continuing constitutional convention. Wait a minute. There was a constitutional convention when they established our form of government, and it's only one way, according to Article 5, to amend that Constitution, the amendment process. But this theory flies in direct opposition to that and say, no, judges are continually amending the Constitution. In a sense, they're a continuing constitutional convention. And so judges who hold this view, which is most of them, they feel free to create new rights that are never found in a Constitution. Rights like, a right for a woman to hire a contract killer to murder her unborn baby. The right of abortion. They found that in the Constitution? No, they didn't. They invented it. Or the right to protection of your homosexual activity. Lawrence v. Texas, things like this. These rights never existed in the Constitution. They were invented out of the perverted, godless, wicked minds of men wearing black robes. And there's radical offshoots of this. Legal realism is a little more honest about it. They said there's no divine absolutes and there's no natural law principles that are fixed and eternal. The legal system should stop pretending to be neutral and objective. Instead, it should openly work to advance the causes of its clients and those that it favors. In other words, there's not a level playing field anymore. It's if you're politically connected, you're protected by the legal system. If you're not, you're punished by the legal system. I ain't talking about a gang of thieves. You're talking about a legal mafia, in a sense, just a bunch of people who have more power than the rest of us, and they're going to strip us of all of our rights, all of our life, liberty, and property, and they'll do it all under the guise of, this is all legal. No, it's not. The other movement that's connected to this is a Marxist movement, often called the Critical Legal Studies Movement. It argues the legal system should be openly partial. Don't hide it anymore. Be openly partial to the poor, to the oppressed, and so on, and work against supposedly the rich and the religious establishment, which is obviously not what Marxism ever does. It does the opposite. It works for the super wealthy, the One World Order goons, and their ilk. Well, examples of this can be...
It's this last week or so. Why, first, the Supreme Court upheld the idea that since Congress voted to make the vaccine manufacturers above the law, in other words, they cannot be sued under any circumstances, no matter what they do, they cannot be held responsible if they could have made a safe vaccine and they refuse to do it, or if they contaminate the vaccine, because Congress voted to give them immunity from the law. The vote came out of the Supreme Court. Not one peep in the controlled media. Go to the website for the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC. Watch the latest DVD by Barbara Lowe Fisher. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, the Supreme Court has certainly sided with the corporate world that said vaccine manufacturers can do whatever they want. Government can mandate any vaccine they want, and you have no rights. And ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the most frightening things, because now the vaccine manufacturers don't trust the vaccines. That's why they want immunity from prosecution, and the Supreme Court has upheld that. That is frightening. Talk about siding with the corporate world. We do have judges who are for sale. We've got some of the finest judges on the Supreme Court. The money could buy. Our guest has been David Whitney. Thank you so much, David. We'll talk to you again next month right here.
All right. God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley salute our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley. Call 970-352-2233. That's 970-352-2233. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good. This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we've had a lot of people who have been helping us in the past who've lost their jobs, and we continue sending them the newsletter, but nothing we can do other than sympathize with them, but they've had to drop out of the league. Radio Liberty family of supporters. So if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of 60 stations across America, where at least sometime during the week people are going to hear the truth, give us a call. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Do you understand what's happening in the Near East today? Certainly with the revolutionary movement there. Well, let me explain to you. Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. Can't afford it? Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down to videos. First video, you can watch me for 2 hours. If you can sit there that long or sit there that long, but at least you'll learn about who runs the world and what the real motivation is. Information you're not going to get elsewhere, but it has changed the lives of thousands of people. I've had them write to me and thank me so much for helping them to understand. But under any circumstances, what's happening in the Near East is, of course, we are systematically destroying all of the Muslim governments there so that we can unite them under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood so we can have a war with the Muslim world. And they're conditioning the American people, oh, the Muslims are terrible and they're terrorists and they hate us. No, the average Muslim in America came here because he wants to get away from living under Sharia law. And, of course, they keep telling us of the danger of the Muslims because they want us to hate the Muslims. Now, there are a few radicals, but very, very few, at least here in America. Oh, yes, there are Muslim terrorist training camps, but you'll never hear about Islamabad or the charter schools that Mr. Gulen, the multi-billionaire, one of the richest men in the world, has set up with the full help and support of our CIA. You'd go up on the Internet and look up Islamberg. Look up Paul Williams' writings, Dr. Paul Williams. Look up Mr. Gulen and his charter schools that are teaching people this radical form of Islam. But this is no reason to want to go to war with the Muslim world because an awful lot of people are going to be killed, and yet that's exactly what they are planning. And it's exactly what we did with the Second World War, when the American corporations, the Brotherhood of Darkness, built up the Nazis so we could have a war. The books you need to read, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, and Trading with the Enemy. That's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi secrets and trading with the enemy. And you could ask for a free copy of Ambassador Dodd's letter. I got it when I went back to Yale. Nobody else has ever found this, where Ambassador Dodd, the American ambassador to Germany in 1936, writes to Colonel House and says, why are American, 100 American corporations over here building up Adolf Hitler's war machine, building the Nazi or the German war machine? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. We created the best enemy money could buy in Germany. We're doing the same thing in the Near East today, Middle East. Pray for America. Pray for it.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $350 shipping.